Hi, friends, and greetings again today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I say, as always, I trust this is a beautiful day wherever you are, or evening, whatever time that we may be reaching your house or your place of work or employment. And we're bringing you a message from God's Word about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And I'd like to ask a question. What are you basing your hopes on to go to heaven? The Bible talks about making sure, and he said there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So we have a tract that we have published. If you'll write us, there are things that we ask in this, that you may make sure that you're on the right way to heaven. And if you are saved, we'd be glad to send you some that you could pass out to other people that don't know the Lord. So if you'd write us at our address, we'll give at the conclusion of this broadcast, we'd be glad to send it to you. Just write for the gospel track on How Do I Know Whether I'm Going to Heaven. Now, if you have your Bibles, we want to turn to the book of Acts. This is the working of the early church. If you understand about Christianity and about how that Jesus was born in this world and he was to save people from their sins, even this still holds true today. In the Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 and verses 40, and when many of other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Now this is the Apostle Peter bringing a message to people on the day of Pentecost. We find in verses 37, said, when many of them heard this, they were pricked or convicted in their hearts. And they said unto Peter and the men and brethren, what shall we do? And you know, when the Word of God, when the gospel reaches our heart and convicts us, it condemns us and convicts us. And then we are today made to ask. That's what I ask. When I was troubled in my spirit, in my heart, I knew that I was an unfit subject to go to heaven. And I certainly asked this question, what must I do? And verses 38, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And he said in verses 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, and as many as the Lord God shall call. And of course, the promise is unto you today, friend. The promise of salvation is to every kindred today, every nation, every people, every person that's listening to the sound of my voice today. I'm glad, my friend, that we can have hope in the world to come. We must realize, if we speak to reality today, if we face the reality of life, we know that we're going to die. The Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. So we know we're going to die. And we know, my friend, that our soul is on a journey. And today Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world. The Bible spoke about Jesus. God the Father said, I'll give him a name which will be above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that he's the Christ. And so today, this promise is unto you and to your children. And the admonition of Peter was, he said, save yourself from this untoward generation. You know, people today, they are in a direction that they don't know which way to go. They have no goal. They have no direction of life. And they think, well, I'm just here, and there is no hereafter. There's no purpose in life. But my dear friend, do you realize today that God had a purpose in your life? He's got a purpose in everybody's life. And he wants his will to be served in your life today. And if we'll just give our life over to God, you know, there is a perfect will of God. The Bible speaks about us being in the will of God. And I don't want to be just in the permissive will of God. I want to be in the perfect will of God. And so we find the Apostle Paul and Barnabas, as they were preaching in Antioch in the Acts of the Apostles chapter 13 and verses 26. And we find that he said, men and brethren and children of the stock of Abraham, whosoever is among you that fear God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. And that is true today, my friend, that God is sending the message of salvation to everyone that will listen to our voice today and will listen to the inner voice that God has given you. He's given you a spirit, a soul, and in this soul today you're able to make a choice. And you, so God speaks to you, my friend, in an undeniable way, and that is that you can know for sure that God is dealing with you and speaking to your heart. We find in verses 23 of this 13th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, said, of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus, of whom John first preached about. You remember John the Baptist in the Gospels? We find that there was a man sent from God. His name was John, and the Bible said he came in the wilderness of Judea, and the message that he had was very simple. Repent and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. And even when Jesus Christ manifested himself to John, he looked upon him and said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And today, friend, I announce Jesus unto you today, because he is the Savior of the world. So the promise is unto you today. The promise is to the entire world, regardless of how poor you are, regardless of how uneducated you are. You may not have any food in your house. You may not have a job. You may feel lonely and destitute in this world today. But as they preached in those days, that the gospel is the word of salvation is sent unto you and to your children and as many as are far off today. You may feel so far from God. You may feel so lonely and so destitute. And you know, that's the way I felt. Though there were people around me, I had a job and I had a measure of security in this life, but I was still lonely and I was empty. And my dear friend, may I speak to you today and tell you there's an emptiness in your life. I don't care how prosperous you are. I don't care how much education you have. I don't care how much security you may feel that you have, but God ordained it. There is a vacancy, an emptiness in your life that nothing or nobody can take that place except God have his rightful place in your life. He said in Acts 13:38, he said, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye should be justified from the law of Moses. You see, the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments, couldn't save anybody. It was just our schoolmaster to bring us under the knowledge of sin, to make us realize that we are a sinner. And so that brought us to the realization and made us to be conscious of sin. So the position today and the place of salvation, you know, in Matthew chapter 7, we find these records here about the Lord Jesus. You know, he came and he manifested himself and he brought the gospel of the Son of God, or Matthew chapter 13, rather. We find that in verses 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear, and have not heard them. So today, the place, the gospel is sent to every creature, and here Jesus Christ is telling them that people in the days gone by, even many good people, righteous people, prophets, they desired to see the things that they were seeing and hearing, but they were not privileged to do so. So friend, we must today feel indebted to those. The Apostle Paul said, I'm a debtor to the Greeks, to the barbarians, and to the wise and unwise. And today, I trust that we'll feel indebted to people that have preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad today, if you are a Christian, that somebody loved you enough? Maybe some missionary, some preacher, some neighbor, somebody told you about the love of Jesus Christ. And today, may I ask of you, friend, to not be as those that were false professors, you see, that they just, when the unclean spirit had gone out of them, they walked through dry places seeking rest, and they didn't find any. If you'd like this account in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12 and verses 43, it said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. And he goeth, and he taketh with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. So this person that we're talking about, that we've just read about, you see, he turned over a new leaf. Perhaps he joined the church. Perhaps he was baptized. Perhaps he tried to live what we call the Christian life. You see, the unclean spirit went out of him. He walked through dry places seeking rest. But we know he did not get saved. He did not dig deep enough. He did not repent. And he did not let Jesus come in, because it said he sought rest and he didn't find rest. But Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We find in Romans chapter 5, "Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God." So this man, he found no peace. And so today, if you may belong to some religious organization, you may even belong to some Christian church today, but you're walking in darkness. You're not at peace today. And remember, friend, you'll probably throw up your hands and quit. You say there's nothing to this Christianity. There's nothing to this religion. And you go back to the house from whence you came. You find it empty, swept, and garnished. And you take with you seven other spirits, and the last state is worse than the first. So, friend, today, you can have peace. You can have joy. Would you bow with me just now in a moment of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, for the blessings of life, for the opportunity that we have, dear Heavenly Father, to serve you and to bring this message of truth. Lord, those today that may be placing their hope upon false hopes, I know today Jesus is not a false hope, that we can know that we're saved today. Bless and save people. We ask in Jesus' name, and for Christ's sake, we do ask it all today. Amen.